Why don't you want me to go, Kev? She asked gently.
You won't be safe there.
I'll be perfectly safe, she said. I have faith in Dr. Harrow. His treatment sounds sensible to me, and he's had a high success rate.
He's had as many failures as successes. There are better doctors here in London. You should try them first.
I think my best chances lie with Dr. Harrow. Wynne smiled into Merripen's hard black eyes, understanding the things he couldn't say. I'll come back to you, I promise. He ignored that. Any attempt she made to bring their feelings to light was always met with rock-hard resistance. He would never admit he cared for her, or treat her as anything other than a fragile invalid who needed his protection, a butterfly under glass, while he went on with his private pursuits. Despite Merripen's discretion in personal matters, Wynne was certain there had been more than a few women who had given him their bodies and used him for their own pleasure. Something bleak and angry rose from the depths of her soul at the thought of Merripen lying with someone else. It would shock everyone who knew her, had they understood the power of her desire for him. It would probably shock Merripen most of all. Seeing his expressionless face, Wynne thought,